This is the worst Christmas song of all time.
Is this the Jackson 5?
Yes.
Yeah. I avoid Christmas music outside of this show, though. I just want you guys to know that. I don't hear much of it.
As we learned last year.
Yeah. I don't know where... I don't go anywhere, I guess, that would play this stuff. So, speaking of that, I did go somewhere where they play this stuff over the weekend. And it's a place we've been going to for like 7 or 8 years at the same time. And down in Florida, and every Saturday after Thanksgiving. Okay, so we do Thanksgiving down there, and then Saturday, Thanksgiving turns into Christmas. And they have this huge, what they call outdoor Christmas market. Fake snow, all this crap down there, and all the little vendors from the nearby shops, and this is, you know, right outside Destin, Panama City, they set up, and you can buy art. I mean, it's just what you would expect. You can buy art, you can buy food, you can buy all sorts of stuff there.
Cookies.
Oh, so many yummy cookies.
Are people wearing vests and drinking cider?
It wasn't cold enough for vests, but I like your way of thinking because, yes.
They were vest people.
They were definitely vest people.
Did you see any meet cutes? Did any, like, Hallmark movies break out while you were there?
No. And I feel bad, too, because it's one of these areas where they've got the horse-drawn carriages, you know, and the horses are all tranked up, and they got the big
poop bag in the back.
Sack of manure hanging from the back, you know. And
they put hats on the horses.
Yes, they do. And people wait in line to go through that and smell that hell. But we've been doing this for a long time now. It's a Thanksgiving tradition and a Christmas tradition, too, to go to this Christmas thing. And so, just for a point of reference, my kids now are 17 and 13. And so, from the time of, let's say, they were 9 and 6, this was their Santa, or maybe 8 and 5. This was Santa.
Same Santa every year. Always get the picture with the same Santa.
Same guy. So I don't know how everybody else deals with this. I don't remember as a kid what I did, to be honest with you. I know it was mall Santa and things like that. But this has been, you know, and for those who have small children in the car, you might want to turn it down a little bit, but from the wheelhouse Santa years, this was their Santa, and this dude is legit, like
real beard,
dude,
real fat,
old, yes, real beard, looks really good. He must make a killing at this time of year, and he's probably now, I would say, mid 70s, something like that. So they
not
caught
boozy.
Him. What's that?
Not boozy.
No. And so they caught him maybe mid-60s, something like that, up through mid-70s. And so there have been times we've like, oh, I remember you guys, you know, and they're so excited, you know, and they're sitting on Santa's lap. And we have all the stereotypical children's pictures from this Santa.
And when did belief falter?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because now that my son is 13, I don't know when, but it happened. As it does.
Just in the last year?
Two, probably.
Okay. And older brother did not
He never
sabotage.
Said a word. No, we told him we'd kill him if he did, and he was very true to his word. From the moment that...
That's good.
...that he realized, he was very, very sweet in that regard.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil the fun.
No. Oh, okay. Not at all. So, I think this was in 2014 when we go down there and we get our pictures made, and the boys sit there, and they are just... And they're at that... really cool age, too, which every parent can you relate to, where they're not scared of Santa. And this is a small window, right? Mm-hmm. They're not scared of Santa. They're all in. And they will tell him what they want specifically, and and he will, you know, combat that with, you've been a good boy, you know, and doing that whole show. And so back in 2014... they do that, and we get all the pictures made, and they're all super sweet. And then the kids go back up to our room, and there is a... And again, this is all outside, okay? And then there's a couple of, like... There's a pizza place right there, and so the boys went upstairs probably to watch Rocky IV for the 100th time. And Julie and I went to this pizza bar and got a glass of wine, and we're just sitting there. The market had wrapped up and everything, and so about probably 15 minutes after the boys went upstairs, Santa finished everything, and Santa walks into the bar.
Still in costume or in his civilian clothes?
Dude, he walked right from the market right into the bar, as the photo will attest.
That's badass. Awesome.
I posted a photo on Twitter. I am at Corby Davidson. And the photo is Santa at the wine bar taking a shot. And it's awesome. And people are high-fiving Santa. All the parents are in there. There are no kids in there. And I think maybe he even had it scouted out, like, are there no kids? Let's make sure there are no kids in there, yeah. You know? And so Santa knocked back two shots. And then he left. And
then he got back on his sled and flew back to the North Pole.
Yes, and off he went. He even had, you know what? This Santa was so legit, is so legit. He's got a Mrs. Claus, and she's like a dead ringer. Like, so everything is so believable. I mean, it was perfect. So we've held on to these photos, or this photo of shot-taking Santa forever, and we figured this is the year that we're going to tell our kids. And show them the pictures of the before with them sitting on the lap. And God, my oldest too, he's 9, the smile on his face. He is just like, this is it, man. He's so fired up. And Van with his little precocious smile. And so we're like, hey, boys, this was Saturday before we went down to the little market. And we told him, like, we got to tell you this story now. You're old enough. You know, there are some things you keep from your kids. You're old enough to know this. And so we show them the picture of them sitting on the lap. They're like, oh, yeah, we remember those sweatshirts and all that. And I'm like, all right. And here is about 15 minutes later. And there is Santa knocking back a shot. And both of them are like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, this is Santa. And
this
so
is your Santa.
This
right
is
here.
Yes, this is your Santa.
You voted for this.
You wanted this.
So, Van, the 13-year-old, because we're like, we're getting our picture made again this year, you know, and they knew that. So, you know, we're going to get ready to go down there. And Van goes, can I show him the photo of taking the shot? I'm like, yeah.
Sure, why not?
You can show him the photo. So, we walk over there, we wait in line, you know, and there's, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, and then it's our turn. And the boys walk right over to Santa, sit right next to him, get the pictures made. Me and Julie are behind him. And then Van whips out his phone and was like, hey, Santa, I got to show you something, man. So he goes, here we are when we were really little. And shows him. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember you guys. Yeah, it's a cute photo. And then he just scrolls to the right and he goes, and here you are at the wine bar taking a shot of tequila right after that. And Santa goes, oh, well, and I'm standing directly behind him. I'm watching all of this take place from 2 inches away. Oh, well, you caught Santa in a bad situation, didn't you there? He's like, did you take that? He's like, no, he did. He points at me and he's like, yeah, well, you know what? Santa had a long day. So then he goes, what do you boys want for Christmas? You know, and both of them, Ike was like, he goes, I don't want anything, Santa. I'm all good. And Van goes, I don't want anything either. I'm perfectly fine, you know. And Santa goes, Mom and Dad, did y'all hear that? And he's got this big southern drawl, which is kind of awesome for Santa. He's like, Mom and Dad, did y'all hear that? Boys don't want anything. He's like, you sure you don't want anything? To Van. And Van goes, no, I don't want anything. He goes, you hear that, Mom and Dad? They don't want anything. And then Van goes, actually, Santa, I'd really like it if you could quit drinking.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Wow. Oh, no. With a tear welling up in his eye.
And Santa goes, why don't you boys move along?
Number one. That's great.
I was laughing so hard.
That deserves a high five.
I had to walk away. All I want for Christmas is for you to stop drinking.
First, he wants a touchdown by the Sooners, yes, and then he wants his Santa to stop drinking.
Yes, that's it.
The simplest things.
Dude, it was one of the funniest dad moments I've ever had in my life. And yes.
From you. I learned it from watching you.
Man, we gotta sign this kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there is the Santa before and after story from over the weekend. From
wow.
The yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.